So when we hear offense to a devotee, why is the extreme option of committing suicide given along with debating and countering or walking away? Certain statements in scripture are rhetorical, and their primary focus is to make a point through rhetoric. That means, say, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, or there's a famous verse in the Puranas which says that Naham Vasami Vaikunte Yoginam Hrudayeshuva Yatra Gayanti Vad Bhakta Tatra Nishthami Narada. Lord is saying that I don't stay in Vaikuntha, I don't stay in the heart of the yogis, I stay where my devotees glorify me. Now, is it that the Lord doesn't stay in Vaikuntha? He does stay in Vaikuntha, isn't it? Is he not in the heart of the yogis? He's in the heart of everyone, so he's in the heart of the yogis also. The point is that where is he accessible to us? He's in Vaikuntha, he's not accessible to us. In the heart of the yogis, he's not accessible to us. But where the devotees glorify him, there we feel his presence. So, in certain statements, there may be some rhetorical phrasing where the point is valid. But we have to understand what the point is. So similarly, here, the point is not literally that one should commit suicide. The point is that one should take this very seriously. Just like, it's just like there's poison for the body which can kill. Similarly, there is hearing a criticism of Vaishnava that like poison for the soul, and it can harm us spiritually, and we should take it seriously, and we should not just passively succumb to it. So that is the important point. Now there is an extreme example of Sati committing suicide when Lord Shiva is dishonored. But actually, that is not really approved action. Something she does, but that is not the standard that everyone follows, especially in today's world, with internet there. You can just go on some sites and you can find blasphemy over there. So what can we do? The point is, we recognize that it is dangerous, and we don't just passively submit to it, but to actively do something to it, either counter it or avoid it. So just as the soul is soul spiritual consciousness is damaged, that can be a great danger. So we become aware of the danger and deal with the danger in an effective way. So that's the emphasis. Is that clear? Okay, thank you.